Today's devotional was written by Daniel Kendig. When I began my motherhood journey, I would meet a group of other mothers each week at our local library. Sitting in this large room, we would watch our little ones play while we shared early stage motherhood stories. I have carried one of these special moments in my heart for the last 9 years. A fellow mom pointed out my oldest, 2 at the time, sitting on top of a slide. He was gripping the sides of the slide, unsure, and peeking around to see if anyone was watching. Nervous, he let go of the sides and slid down with full force. At the bottom, he was grinning ear to ear with pride. Jumping for joy, he made eye contact with me. Knowing his accomplishment, he beamed with innocent self-satisfaction. The fellow mom said, "What a moment to witness that sweet glimpse of self-satisfaction." She continued, "At what point in life do we lose this?" She was right. As adults, we struggle to allow ourselves the right to grin with pride and jump for joy. Upon reading the Luke passage, I found my mind back in that library asking this same question, the innocence of the child in the womb, leaping for joy. What a sentiment! There are moments in our lives that we are blessed with something so wonderful that it allows for rejoicing, passing the exams, fellowship with classmates, embracing the Holy Spirit in chapel. All are moments that warrant jumping for joy and rejoicing with the Lord. Let us pray. Gracious Father, we thank you for the moments in our lives where you sneak in the gift of joy. May we continually be encouraged to remember that we deserve to celebrate these moments with you, just as Mary and Elizabeth did those many years ago. We rejoice in the joy that this season brings. Praise and glory be unto you. In Christ's name, amen.